Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Recorded live from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, it is the Opinions Matter podcast. You're very welcome along to this latest episode of one of Ireland's most listened to podcasts and Ireland's only live and interactive podcast. There's no other podcast like this. And don't forget, you can subscribe to us on Spotify, and there is a backlog of about, backlog's probably the wrong word, but a database, I suppose, of about 400 or 500 different podcasts that we have recorded so far. So plenty for you to get through. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? It's a message from Mel, and I'm going to read it out. Some of you will be quite angry with what Mel has to say, but it's all to do with the vaccine uptake in children, or the lack of vaccine uptake for children. Now, when it comes to vaccine uptake, children don't have a say in it. You, as the parent of a young child, you decide whether or not your child is going to get the vaccine. So it's completely up to the parent to decide whether or not the child gets the vaccine. And there has been a rise in cases of measles recently. Stephen Donnelly said recently that Ireland is vulnerable to measles outbreak due to the fall in the uptake of the MMR vaccine. A recent report has shown that the vaccine uptake for measles has fallen to 87% among junior infant school children. So that's when you get that vaccine. My young fella got it. My other two aren't old enough to get it yet, but they will be getting it when they're of the age. So you get offered the second dose of the MMR vaccine, which protects your children against measles, mumps and rubella. Now, I can't understand why a parent wouldn't get that, but we will find out today why some parents have opted not to. Here's what Mel says anyway. She wanted this brought up. She says, "Hi, can you please talk about this? It's all over the news today. The concern over measles cases being up and the vaccination rates being down. I have two kids, both vaccinated, and I'm really worried about this. Apparently, the vaccine uptake has to be at 95% for it to do what it has to do. The uptake is now under 90%, says Mel. Yeah, well, it's 87%. Selfish, now this is her saying this, selfish, brain-dead, idiot parents. It's time to make vaccines like this mandatory for getting into school in Ireland. And if you're coming from another country, for being granted asylum or whatever. Unvaccinated people are coming into Ireland and bringing diseases with them, as well as stupid parents who think it causes all sorts. I am thinking of starting a petition to make it mandatory for the school. This is literally life or death, says Mel. Now, I think you're being a bit dramatic about life or death. Yes, children have died from it, but it's not life or death. But I agree with you. It's very concerning that the uptake is so low. And I want to hear from you. If you are a parent who hasn't got your child the MMR vaccine, why have you not? Why would you not protect them against measles, mumps and rubella? My argument being, when you put your kid into a car, when your child goes into a car, the first thing you do is put the seatbelt on. Now, why do you put the seatbelt on? You put the seatbelt on because you want to protect them against if they're in a car accident. So why would you choose not to get your children vaccinated? Now, I'm not judging you. I'd like to hear from you first before I make an opinion as to why, because maybe you have a valid opinion. As to why they're not vaccinated. And if you do, then I'll take that on board. But if you don't have a valid opinion, then you're just stupid. Or as Mel says, selfish, brain dead, idiot parents. She says it's time to make vaccines like this mandatory for getting into school in Ireland. And I would like to hear from you. 085 825 2626. 085 825 2626. That is our WhatsApp number. Send us a WhatsApp now and we will give you a call back. Is there any excuse in this day and age for not vaccinating your child? Any excuse at all? Were you vaccinated, by the way, Amanda?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you said, yeah.
Yeah, I was, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And any side effects?
No. No. I don't think, even when I was a kid, I don't think that was ever a consideration for my parents not to get me vaccinated.
There was no such thing as anti-vax back when we were kids. Sure,
no,
there wasn't.
No.
Because I've asked my parents about this. Was there an anti-vax movement or whatever? And they're like, no. You just did.
It's just the norm.
You just did.
Yeah.
And I think as well, when I was a kid, I think it happened in school. I don't think you even had to bring the kid to the doctors. I think it just happened in school. So if you had kids, you don't have kids yet. If you had kids, you'd have no concern about this.
I don't really think so, to be honest.
Because there's no evidence.
I don't think I'd have any problem. I'd get them vaccinated, I think.
But you'd obviously look up and see, is there any side effects?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So what do you think of these parents? Mel is saying, selfish, brain-dead idiots. Are they just clueless as to... I mean, by the way, if you look online, the internet is full of these people.
Oh, yeah.
And mostly Americans.
Yeah.
But it started to come over here where we have these people who follow American bullshit and believe... Like, first of all, there's actually people out there that believe it gives children autism. That's... Even though that's been debunked so many times.
There's no evidence to back.
No, there's zero evidence to. So why do some parents then decide not to? And surely it's their choice, is it not?
It is their choice. That's the problem, though, I think.
But would you go as far to say as stop them going into school?
See, that's kind of saying, it's your choice, but if you choose to not get your kids vaccinated, you can't send them to school.
Yeah.
So that's not really saying it's their choice.
You're literally forcing it on them, aren't you? And if a parent has a valid excuse... I've never heard a valid excuse, but if a parent has a valid excuse for not doing it, then we'll listen to it. But if there's no valid excuse, what are you doing? Anyway, 085 825 2626 is our number. 085 825 2626. Let's go to Robbie. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, lad?
Good. What do you think of this?
Well, I think it should be mandatory. Kids have been injured because of vaccines, but the percentage of kids, it's what? 0.001%, I'm considering the amount of vaccines to come out.
It's a very low percentage, yes. It's a very low percentage. But still,
nothing is perfect. It's because of vaccines, polio was gone.
And people forget that. People forget that literally polio was eradicated because of the vaccine.
Most of these people are fucking idiots, so...
But why... Do you not see that some parents might have a valid...
As you said just a second ago, if you can find one of them with a valid reason that had peer reviewed science behind it, not just something off I know fucking everything.com, which would be an American website as you just mentioned.
Yeah, of course it would. Yeah.
Not a single one of these conspiracy theorists have been ever able to offer a bit of science behind why do you think they're dangerous?
Well, certainly in all the years I've been talking now to parents who don't vaccinate, I've never, ever got a valid reason. I've never had a parent come on and say...
There isn't a valid reason.
Well, these parents would tell you there is a valid reason that they don't want to...
Okay, what is it?
I don't know. They say stuff like, I don't want to inject poison into my child. That's what they say.
Yeah, because they will identify one specific ingredient of the vaccine that if you were to eat a spoonful, it would kill you. But how I've argued with that when I've heard crap like that mentioned is if you got an apple and turned it into a liquid and inject it into your veins, it'll kill you. Now, apples are dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's a very weak argument, isn't it?
It's not even an argument. It's just, they haven't got a clue. Some of the chemicals that are in vaccines are potentially dangerous, but they're in such minute amounts and they're obviously acting with the other ingredients in the vaccine, so they don't do, the same, the negative impact that is being countermanded by the other ingredient. So, let's say if something has half a chance of doing this and half a chance of being that, and then half of that is negative, then another ingredient in that vaccine, in the vaccine will negate the negative part. The positive part.
Okay, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I don't agree with this, but... There are parents who are genuinely terrified of having it.
Because they haven't got a clue. You said, like, when we were younger, our parents just done it. You know, the internet was supposed to make people smarter. It hasn't. The internet has made people more stupid.
So there's no valid reason. I'm just reading out some of the messages coming in here. Nashley says, and Nashley, we've invited you on if you want to come on. It's a parent's choice. And it is a parent's choice at the end.
And then it also should be the parent's choice to not have their child. Sorry, I have a bit of a cough in me, so I'm trying not to.
Probably need a vaccine for that, do you?
Yeah. No, it should also be a parent's choice not to have their kids. Like, well, let's say if your child has an autoimmune, if your child cannot get a vaccine, you should have the choice of not putting your child into a school where there's kids who are not vaccinated, because if they caught it, they're more than likely to pass it on to your child, and the other reason, and your child is more susceptible to it because he cannot get the vaccine.
So what Mel is saying is make it mandatory for getting into school. Yes. So you agree? Yes. You agree with that?
100%.
So what happens to the parents who don't want to vaccinate their kids, who are worried that
there's probably no hope for those kids anyway. If they're getting their intelligence level that they're starting with from parents, they're probably fucked anyway.
Okay, so any parent that's been brought up, or any child that's been brought up by an anti-vax parent, they haven't got a hope anyway of being educated. So just let's but all joking aside, how do you can't ban a child from school because of an idiotic parent?
Gosh, again. Why can't you?
Really?
Well, why can't you?
Deny them an education.
Well, I mean, if the parents are responsible, if the school are responsible for giving the education, well, I mean, the parents are responsible for making sure that that their child has the best protection in life, and that the other kids around them also have equal protection from their child.
Say
that. It all goes back to, as I just said a minute ago, if a child cannot get the vaccine for whatever reason.
Yep. And if that is proven, yeah.
And it has been proven. There are some kids who can't, there are some people who cannot get vaccines. They need everyone around them to be vaccinated to lower the chance of them getting infected.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay there for a second there, Robbie. He has pulled no punches. You've heard what he said. He said the parents are stupid. They're uneducated. If their children aren't vaccinated, the children are going to end up just as stupid as they are, and they should be stopped from going to school. They are his words. Do you agree with him? 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Let me go to Vanessa. How are you, Vanessa?
Hi, Jeremy.
How are you?
I'm good.
Are you anti-vax or pro-vax?
I'm pro-vax. As an infant, I was early, and at about 7 or 8 weeks, I contracted meningitis from being around children who were unvaccinated.
Oh dear.
And I nearly died from it. I don't have a sense of smell. My sense of taste is damaged. My nerves are damaged because I caught a very bad dose of meningitis at a very young age. I think any parent, and I have, you've met my son, my son is now 18 months old, he is fully vaccinated. Any parent who would take the risk, not just of your own child, but every other child around you, it is wholly irresponsible.
And has it been proven that it was an unvaccinated child that was the cause of you getting meningitis?
Yes.
How do they prove that?
Because the child in question got sick, had a mild dose of meningitis, came in a day or two after me, and the parents admitted that the child was unvaccinated. Child was three.
Oh, so obviously because this happened to you, you feel very, very strongly about it, and so you should.
One of my best friends is blind because of measles.
What?
One of my best friends is blind because he caught measles. If you don't think that these diseases, and they're not just small illnesses, these are diseases. If you don't think that they are serious enough to get your child vaccinated, you really need to talk to your doctors. And the point of it is, like, a lot of people go off this one study that from about 30 years ago that was found to be misleading.
Oh, is this Andrew Wakefield? Andrew Wakefield, he's an Aegis, anyway.
Wakefield lost his license because of this, the bullshit that he was peddling. And that's what they refer to.
Okay, every single one of them. Do you honestly think there are still people out there that are that stupid that believe that the MMR vaccine causes autism? Really? There couldn't be people that are that stupid.
Sadly, I speak to them every other day.
No, because I think there's a difference. There's a difference between there's no hope for them people. They're just gobshites.
I have family members who believe it. When my son was born, they were not allowed within an inch of my son. And we fell out over it because they would not get their children vaccinated. So their children were not allowed around my son. They are still not allowed around my son.
And there are these mad anti-vaxxers that believe that there's a link between autism and the vaccine, yeah?
Whether it's autism or whether it's poison for their children. It'll cause health defects.
Did they actually use the word poison, did they?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I have family and they are not allowed around my son.
That must have caused a bit of a falling out, did it?
It did, because they've missed out on so much of his life. And I won't back down because what's worse is they know my history. They know how much it affected me. They know how much pain it caused my mum to walk up and down that hospital wing with me, waiting for a doctor. And what's even worse is they trust doctors with other things. If your child is sick or if it breaks their arm, they will bring them to the doctor. They will tell you to bring them to the doctor, but they won't trust them with the life of their child.
I've always said this, these people who are, big pharma, this big pharma, and trying to poison us. Where did you give birth to your baby? Did you give birth in a hospital or did you do it in your back garden? Obviously, you went to a hospital. These people, when they're sick enough, they will go to a hospital, you know?
And it's actually in big pharma's best interest to keep us healthy. So we will keep using, or at least keep us alive, so we'll keep using their products. But even worse than that, a lot of these anti-vaxxers, they're the ones that are buying chicken nuggets for little Timmy and Johnny.
And Billy Roll Ham or whatever. Now, I want to mention, speaking of Billy Roll Ham, which you don't know what's in that, Billy on text there just said, that woman who's on at the moment is a clown. Now, Billy, how is she a clown? Has she said anything that's... Well, apart from the fact that you're falling out with all your family over... and you won't let them near your child because they're unvaccinated.
No, I won't let them near them. Because here's the thing, as we've said with the COVID vaccine, it doesn't negate the ability for your child to get a disease or a serious illness. But it stops it from developing into life-threatening disease. That's the big thing. It doesn't stop your child from contracting it. It just negates the worst parts of it.
Of course.
So yeah, no, they're not getting near my son. If they're not going to take the health of their children seriously, why the hell should I let them around mine?
Okay.
And to be honest with you, Jeremy, it's not just schools. I would not just say they should be banned from schools if they're not vaccinated.
So where do
it is any place that children congregate, whether that be a soft play area, whether that be McDonald's, whether that be Disneyland, should not be allowed.
So are you talking, even Amanda's laughing at this, are you talking, hang on, let's do a list, where do you want unvaccinated kids banned from? Let's write it down.
Any large place where children are in close contact.
Disneyland, yeah.
If you about 2 years ago, Disney World over in Florida had a huge outbreak of measles because of unvaccinated children.
Okay, so
it's spread to about 17 states.
So are you talking about the likes of Disneyland, creches, McDonald's? Where else do kids congregate, Amanda? I can't think of any.
Soft place.
Oh yeah.
Oh no,
they should not be allowed.
I have to be honest with you, girls. Soft play. I was in a soft play with one of the kids the other day, and there was a kid in the, you know, the pen that has all the plastic balls, and the kid was picking up each ball and licking the ball and putting it back in the thing.
I have to say, I think they're so.
That's not.
Like they're not clean.
But the seriousness. The seriousness of these, what the MMR protects against, needs to be made clear, first of all. And I don't think they've done that good of a job over recent years.
You're pissing against the window. Stay there for a second, please, Amanda, because in a moment we're going to talk to Natalie, who believes that parents should have a choice. Don't go away.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Jeremy and Amanda today. And we're talking about where unvaccinated children should be banned from. And so far we have, what have we got? We've got McDonald's,
Disneyland. The play areas
now, I have to say. Me being a germphobe as I am, I hate... My kids love going there, but I get the shakes when I go there.
Yeah, I have to say now, I think they're very... They're not cleaned. Like, they aren't cleaned.
Well, you couldn't clean every single ball.
No, you couldn't.
It's
just... And kids are kids.
Yeah, of course. No, I'm not saying kids shouldn't be spitting all over the place and all that, but...
But no, I have to agree now.
Yeah. Although we survived them.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
We're here to tell the tale.
Yeah, but we're vaccinated. let's have a listen to this voice note from Emma, who has never had a vaccine in her life.
Ah, Jeremy, take that fucking idiot off the phone. They've no hope of being educated. I've never been vaccinated. Never. And run my own business. What do you do with yourself, mate? Nothing.
Okay, that was to Robbie. Well, it can go to Vanessa as well, because that's what you were saying, Vanessa. She's never had a vaccine in her life. What would you say to her?
She's been lucky. But just because she hasn't had a vaccine doesn't mean she's not a carrier. Doesn't mean she hasn't made people sick. And that's what people are failing to understand. You don't have to be sick with an illness to be able to pass it on.
But what about freedom of choice?
There is a reason why we don't have polio anymore. There is a reason why we almost eradicated measles and smallpox and all of that. And it's because people trusted their doctors. People trusted the state. We don't have that trust anymore. I can see that and I admit that. But when it comes to diseases that can kill children, I'm sorry, but some things should take precedence, and the protection of life should take precedence over the rights of people who don't understand the argument.
Okay, say there for a second. Let me go to, because you've been holding patiently there. Let me go to Natalie. How are you, Natalie?
I just think that it's like, it should be parents' choice, because they're the ones who own the kids, and that like they shouldn't like be pressurising them just the way they were down there during COVID, because like it's personal choice. If the parents want to vaccinate the kids, they can do it, but they shouldn't be getting forced, and kids shouldn't be stopped doing activities and all and going to school just because they don't have the injections. And with the injections as well, they can, like, for the people that are around them, if they're vaccinated, they're less likely to get it in any way, whether the kids are vaccinated or not.
Okay, but you've heard from Vanessa there, and I just got a message from Lara. We'll be talking to her in a second, saying she's accusing Vanessa of winding people up. No, Lara, if you were listening to the start of Vanessa's telephone conversation, she made it quite clear as to why she feels so strongly about that. She almost died as a child. She almost died when she contracted meningitis from an unvaccinated child. That's why she feels so strongly about it, Lara. She almost lost her life as a child. So that's why she feels so strongly about it. So, back to you. You believe that it should be a parent's choice. It's their child. They should have the last say.
Yeah. And also, like, their kids, just because they're not, like, vaccinated, if the people that are around them are vaccinated, they're less likely to get in anyway.
Well, let's put that to Vanessa.
Less likely, but not impossible to contract it. And the other thing is, you said there should be parents' choice. The state makes decisions for parents every day. You're not allowed to smack your children. You have to have your children dressed. You have to have your children clean. We make these rules up as a society to protect children. And you're not protecting children. It's that simple.
Like, I just think that, like, it's not, like, really to do with that. It's the parents' choice at the end of the day. It's not, like, going back on it, you know? And the government already made lots of decisions as it is. So, like, it should, like, the parents should have a bit of a say in the matter, you know?
I understand, and I agree that they should have a say, and they should be in the room having the discussion. And I'm not trying to make you feel bad for your opinion, but what I'm saying is this is about protecting children's lives, not just their health, their lives. And there are things that we do as a society, whether that's seatbelts in cars, whether that's shoes on their feet, whether that's keeping them clean, making sure that they have a set diet. We make these decisions as a society to protect and embellish the lives of children. And by bringing out these this argument of it should be a parent's choice, should it be a parent's choice whether or not they beat their child with a 2x4? No, it shouldn't. It should be on the state because they're there to protect the children. No, it's the same thing. No, it's not. No. That's the point.
It shouldn't really. No, like, parents should hit that kid. That's nothing to do with, like, getting them vaccinated, you know?
No, what I'm saying is that there's the same argument is brought out by people who believe in corporal punishment for their children. That it should be my choice whether or not I hit my kids. No.
It's not the same thing,
duty.
Vanessa. Vanessa, listen to what you're saying.
But the state has a duty to protect children.
It's not the same thing.
And this is about protecting children.
It's not the same thing.
It's the same thing. It is.
It's two different matters in one. Like,
have you children yourself, Natalie?
No.
When you do have children, do you think you'll get them vaccinated?
I don't know, because back when I was getting me COVID ones, like, I was going mad at my parents for just stealing it behind me back because I wanted to have the say. But like, it is like, it's like a family matter. Like, but like, I'll have to decide with like my partner or something. Like, when that does happen down the line, but it's like mutual choice. But like, it should have a set, like the kids as well. Like, I know like certain people prefer to get baby injections done and all that, but like, they should have a say as well. Like, when the injections even come into school and all, like, if the kids don't want to get them done, then you don't get them done. Because certain...
Vanessa's saying if you don't get it done, your kid doesn't go to school. That's the bottom line.
Oh, no. As I said from the start, the kids shouldn't be discriminated against just over our parents' decision.
Well, Vanessa...
Because it is the parents' decision. Like,
the issue here is, and I don't think it's not a case that they shouldn't be educated. There is homeschooling that they could do. There is distance learning that they could do.
No.
The problem that I see here, okay, with them going to school or going to a creche, is it's not just your child you are putting at risk. This is my point. It is every other child. And who the hell does anyone think they are to decide for another parent's child? Because that's what you're doing. You're putting every child at risk. If you're going to give the children a choice, then it's too late.
It's ridiculous even suggesting that the child should have a choice. Imagine asking a 2-year-old. Can you imagine going to a 2-year-old and going, hi, Amanda, do you want a vaccine? Today? Yes, mammy, I do want a vaccine.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You can't leave it up to the child. It has to be up to the parents. Stay there for a second, please, Vanessa. If you want to get in on this, 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Here is Dara.
That guy, Robbie, is that his name? Such a...
Rob.
Talking out of his arse. What's he on about? You can have a toxic ingredient in, but it'll be counteracted by another toxic ingredient to balance it out. You're full of shite. If that's the argument for people trying to get pushing a vaccine agenda, I mean, pathetic. I mean, what about kids' natural immunities these days? I was never vaccinated my whole life against anything to this day. And I've come on before saying this. My mother never vaccinated me or my sisters. And we're extremely healthy. And we've great natural immune response. We were the kids that were least sick in school. And I think you take away your body's chance to gain a natural immunity when you start vaccinated against absolutely every single illness that there is out there.
Okay, Dara, we're not talking about vaccinating against every single thing. I'm delighted for you that you've never been sick. There are people like that have just never been sick. My middle child has never, ever been sick. My first was sick regularly. Sometimes that just happens. But your natural immunity can only do so much for the likes of measles. And I don't know, Dara, if you've ever seen a child that has measles. If you've ever seen a child with measles, there's nothing worse, should it not?
It's horrible.
The poor little thing. It really is awful. And if you could do something to stop that happening, or at least to make the side effects of it not as bad, then why would you not do that? Let me go to Lara. How are you, Lara?
Hi, Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. You heard Vanessa there. Ban them from Disneyland, McDonald's, play centres, creches, schools. What do you make of that?
Crazy, crazy, absolutely crazy. I mean, if I had a choice ever again, I would never vaccine my son or me ever again. I don't think, like, you're on about measles there. Most kids that have the measles, mumps and rubella injections get measles. So what has that injection done?
Well, Vanessa?
How many of these injections for kids have gave kids autism?
Well, zero.
Like, you can't just say, oh, we're going to block all kids. Like, that's crap. So if
No children got autism from... Lara, no children got autism from a vaccine. Zero. That number is zero.
What?
No, not one child.
You're for real?
Yeah.
How would you know?
But it didn't happen. Not one.
Oh, no, come on. Don't say something if you have no facts. How do you know?
Okay, well, then you said that they did.
Take your own advice.
Yeah, well, where's the facts then? You said it first of all, Lara.
Well, I've seen kids that have been normal and after that injection haven't been. And I'm sure a lot of people have seen the same. So you can't say, oh, no, that's never happened, because it has.
Can I make just one quick point on that? Because when you get the injection, when you get the series of injections, it is around the same time that autism starts to make itself visible.
Oh, come on, go away with that.
No.
Do you ever hear of the ones that never took any injections in their life and they've never had any illnesses
if you're believing that, then how do you explain then, if you believe that the vaccine causes autism, yeah? How do you explain unvaccinated children who have autism? How do you explain that?
Most kids have their vaccines from kids. It's not just the COVID flu.
No, but I'm talking
it's
about how
all
do you
the vaccines?
But how?
Now,
do,
come on.
But
see,
how do? You, but Laura,
you're just saying the kids are just born with this. No, it's the injection. Have you not woken up in the last fucking since COVID? What is wrong with half of you? Seriously.
Answer the question, Laura. If you believe, and I'm being respectful to you and your beliefs, if you believe that the vaccine causes autism in children, okay? If you believe that,
I believe it makes kids infertile as well, to be honest with you.
Okay,
hang on.
I had every vaccine known to man, and I was as well until I got the snip. I was as fertile as you can be. So I've made a lot of kids. So that, but let me let me ask you the question again, Lara, because you said it.
Right.
How do you explain if you believe that the vaccine causes autism in children? How do you explain an unvaccinated child who has autism? How do you explain that? So a child who's never, ever had a vaccine in their life and they have autism. How do you explain that?
Well, the most rate of kids with autism is vaccinated kids.
So where did that stat come from?
What?
Where did you get those facts from?
And where did you get your non-facts from?
Vanessa, how do you talk sense to Lara?
Oh, no, it's not. Come here. Right. It's not talking sense. Everyone has their own view. That's a stupid thing. Talk sense. Like, come on.
Well, no, most of you, Mom.
I'm talking on my own views.
Everyone has their own views until it's proven by peer reviewed science. And that's
Do you still believe in the science they tell you? Come on. Are you serious? Come on. Wait.
I do.
Or are you just trying to wind people up on the radio? Is that what it is? You have to be. Well, then you're going to receive. You go back into lockdown and we'll all wave by you at the window. And you'll be really safe in there.
Hang on.
And make sure you get your 25th vaccine shot, all right?
Right, there's a reason why a lot of people who have not been vaccinated haven't contracted any of these diseases. One of the reasons is herd immunity, because everybody around you is vaccinated, therefore the disease doesn't have
you don't know who's vaccinated around you and who isn't. Like, seriously, you can't say everyone is vaccinated around you. Probably fucking from all our age up, but people have stopped getting their kids vaccinated.
Okay, Lara, have you children? Have you?
I have. I've won 20 now.
20.
And I swear to God, I wish I never got them. And you see the vaccination they gave in the secondary school?
Yes.
For the... I swear to God, the poor child, and he said, begged me, please, man, no, can I not get it? And the school rang me the day my dad was buried. And I just said, oh, yeah, give it to him tomorrow or whatever.
And so
I should have never let him get it.
What age was your son at the time?
He was 15.
And why was he anti-vax?
He was probably about, my dad's dead 7 years. He's probably about 14 or 14.
So what did the 14-year-old know about vaccines that he said, please don't.
He said, oh, no, Mar, I don't want it. And I was like, oh, Aaron, don't be so. And this, at this stage, my head was all over the place. My dad was only at dying. It was this the day I buried him. They rang me in the school. I was like, oh, he has to get his vaccine shot and all for, like, I think it was for the boy's cancer thing or something. And it was only when I got him done, I thought, like, just, can I just say something? I know it might sound stupid, right? Years ago in the 80s, okay, IVF came out in the 80s, yep. Right? Seriously. No, I'm being serious.
I'm, yes,
right?
I know it did, yeah.
And all of us got all them shots in school. We were given the sugar cloves, the polio in it, which we didn't know. We just thought it was a sugar clove from getting the two injections in your arm. So I personally think when we got them kids, them vaccines as kids, they made a lot of people my age infertile.
But I know a lot of
people my age that can't have kids.
Yeah,
which is a bit obvious when they brought out IVF in the 80s.
Oh
so if women weren't infertile, they weren't going to make any money.
Oh, Larry, you've gone down a rabbit hole. You've literally gone down.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to look at it from all sides. Everyone has to vaccinate kids. It's up to each and every other person.
Okay, stay there for a second. Because, Anthony, you're very annoyed with this. As someone who has autism, you have autism yourself. Why are you so annoyed with what Lara is saying?
Because she is making that bullshit claim that vaccines cause autism. No, they do not. That has been disproven.
They cause all different problems. Come on, they do.
Bitch. It doesn't, you stupid bitch. It doesn't.
Why you call me a stupid bitch? Because I'm my own viewers. Are you for
vaccines
real?
Vaccines do not cause autism, you bitch.
Have you been disproven for
decades. The person who made that claim had his license taken off him. He's no longer a doctor. The person who made that claim
calm
is a crack. I am infuriated because of you and your stupid idiot.
You're infuriated because of me.
Did you go to school? I bet you fucking did.
Okay, Anthony, calm down. Let me ask you a question then, Anthony. You have autism, yeah?
Yes.
Were you vaccinated or were you not vaccinated?
I was vaccinated. Mm. A lot of people have autism, and a lot of people have autism for a long time. Going back decades, it's been claimed that a lot of famous people had a form of autism. It's been claimed that Padraig Pearce, for example, might have had a form of autism. So it's claimed that vaccines cause it. Just bullshit.
Do you find it offensive that it is
offensive. And these people who keep saying they should be allowed to have a choice not to have their kids get the vaccine. What about the choice and the right of other people to live who can have their lives impacted? Like what happened to Vanessa's friend who was left blind. What about that?
Well, Lara.
So we should give the right to everyone else around us except for ourselves. Is that what we should do with the person?
If these parents are not going to get their kids vaccinated and put other lives at risk, then they shouldn't.
Tell you what we'll do. All the vaccinated live on one side and the vaccinated live on the other. Is that what you want to do? It's no one's business who's vaccinated and who's not. Seriously, we left this back 2 years ago.
At risk, you stupid woman. You are insane, Laura. What you're suggesting
I'm insane,
is that
okay.
these... You
Come
are
here and
insane.
I tell you, I got vaccines myself personally, okay? And I ended up very, very sick after them. I nearly died with double pneumonia. I took a reaction to the pneumonia vaccine. I end up in hospital every year, nearly 7 times a year, since I got that vaccine. So don't tell me that I'm psycho. Because I know what happened to me after it.
Ever saying that vaccines cause autism again. Don't you ever go say that.
I apologise, but you don't know and I don't know. And from what I've seen,
the claim that vaccines cause autism has been disproven for decades. That is the fact of the matter. Yeah, people like you just won't listen to the facts. You just listen to nonsense on the internet put up by other idiots. It's like an echo chamber. That's all it is.
Let's all get vaccinated because you're pissed off with me. Okay.
That's not what he's saying, Lara. Has any just as a matter of interest, has any medical professional ever told you that the reason you're so sick, and I get that, you've been in and out of hospital a lot.
It was also when I got the pneumonia the pneumonia and the flu vaccine together. I got the two of them together. And the next day, I mean, oh my God, my oxygen levels were at 72. I could not breathe. I was gassing. I was in hospital for 2 months.
But did Annie,
the only reason I got out was because of the pneumonia vaccine. I'm telling you that now for a fact.
But no. A fact is something that you have evidence of. No, a fact. When you say I know that for a fact.
But you don't know what I have evidence on and what I haven't.
Well, no, but do you have evidence?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, if you have evidence. Yes. Okay.
I took a reaction to pneumonia vaccine. That's the truth.
Okay, I'm not.
I'm not going to stand up here and say something if it's not true.
Okay.
This is why I am against vaccines, because we don't know what's in them. We really don't.
And do you know do you know what's in the cigarette you smoke?
It's on the box, isn't it?
Well, no, there's about 500 ingredients in the cigarette you smoke. Can you tell me all?
Right.
So do you know every single one of the 500 ingredients in the cigarette you smoke?
No, I don't.
Okay, when you have a headache and you take a Nurofen, do you know the ingredients in Nurofen?
I don't take Nurofen.
So what do you take if you have a headache or a toothache?
I can't take Nurofen. I'm a chronic asthmatic since I got that pneumonia thing, so there's not too many I can't take. Oh. All I can take is a Panadol.
Jesus. Okay, stay there for a second, please, Lara. Fair play to her. She's coming on and she's defending her point. We'll go to a very angry Lauren in a moment. Don't go away.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast, and this conversation started out with a message from Mel, who was complaining about the uprise in measles. And a lot of it has been put down to a lack of uptake for the vaccination, the second MMR vaccine that your child will be offered in junior infants, I think it is. I've always got it. My child has been vaccinated against everything that has come out. The reason being is I trust science. You either trust science or you don't trust science. And if you don't trust science, then you shouldn't even take Nurofen if you have a toothache or a headache. Or you shouldn't go to a hospital if you're sick, because they're all out to kill you. So you either trust science or you don't trust science. We have Lara on the line, who's been on for the last 10 minutes, who believes that all her ailments in life and her sicknesses in life are down to the fact that that she got the vaccine. She firmly believes that. She also says that she shouldn't have got her son vaccinated. And you can hear by the passion in her voice, she feels very, very strongly about it. She also believes that... which I said at the start of this topic, didn't I say this about half an hour ago, there aren't people still around that believe that the vaccine causes autism. Didn't I say that? I honestly didn't think that those people still existed.
Yeah, no, I didn't either.
It's mad. Only on this show would you get them. Lauren, why are you angry?
Because vaccines do not cause autism.
It's very hard to hear you. You must be on speaker or something like that, are you?
Oh, can you hear me now?
Oh, that's much better. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, because vaccines don't cause autism. Autism is the same as Down syndrome. It's genetic. Gene testing offered for it.
Your child has autism, is that correct?
He does, yeah. And you know that, Jeremy. You know me. But the point is, he's getting his MMR. His forms only came home on Friday. Friday before from school. And I've filled them in and sent them back to say that he's getting them. Now, my point I want to ask to Lara is if she's still there.
She is still there, yeah. I find that a bit offensive. You don't have to apologize to someone who has a child with autism. It's not a bad thing. And I hate when people, do you hate that as well, Amanda, when people say that autism, like it's a terrible thing? Autism is not a terrible thing.
No, it's not this and terrible.
It's not the end of your your life. You know, and children or parents of children with autism shouldn't be pitied. And I'm sure you find that a bit insulting. Do you, Lauren, when people say, "Oh, I'm sorry, you have a child"?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the end. Children with autism are the same as any other child. It's just a bit more of a struggle, I suppose, for you. But why were you so offended by what she said?
Because, like you said,
hang on, let her speak there for a sec, Lara. Let her speak.
Like you said,
you don't say things about me that's not true.
Who is she screaming
at? I'm not trying to apologise that a kid got autism.
You literally just said, "Oh, I'm sorry, your child has autism. Oh, I have a niece with autism." Listen, let me finish.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. Oh, and guys, he said on the talk up before you spoke that I said there's basically a problem with kids with autism. No, there's not a problem with autism. I'm on about an injection.
But you just apologised for my child having autism, so that's basically saying.
I'm not apologising.
You did. It was the first thing you said.
Kid.
I can't with her.
Okay, go ahead, Lord. Sorry.
The thing is, you're saying vaccines cause autism. It has been proven that it hasn't. Answer me this, and I know Jeremy already asked you this question because I've been listening to the show, and you started going into this big, whole, long story about 20 other vaccines. What about the children who are not vaccinated that have autism? How did that happen? Because if vaccines cause autism, everybody that's vaccinated would have autism. My brother's vaccinated. He doesn't have autism. My nephew, my niece, they're not autistic.
Well, I do believe it can cause autistic in kids. Yeah, I do.
Where is your proof?
I really do. I'm sorry,
Oh my God, Lara.
I do believe in that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Lara, listen to what she's saying. She wants you to provide her with proof.
But the thing is...
I mean, are we not allowed to... Well, like, why is... I mean, that's what I believe.
Oh my God. Yeah, but you're believing something that's not true. It's been proven that it doesn't cause autism. It is like Down syndrome. It is genetic. That's why normally when your child is diagnosed, you are offered genetic testing if you want to find out which parent is the carrier of it. We didn't go ahead with genetic testing because it doesn't make a difference to me which side of the family he got from. It's irrelevant to me. He's still my child.
Of course he is, yeah.
And I'll tell you one thing. He's a lot more intelligent than... some people that
he's
are
think, yeah, he's very intelligent. I'm not saying they're not intelligent kids. I'm not criticising the kids here.
No, I'm not getting this twisted. That, but you're talking about, I'm not getting it twisted. You're talking about a vaccine that you have been told multiple times that it has been proven it does not cause autism. Is what I'm trying to say to you, and you're still going on. That's fair enough, right? You don't want to give your son any more vaccines. That's your choice. He's your son. But the point I'm trying to make to you is, and what was his name? Robert, was it? That had that's autistic?
That was Anthony, yeah.
Oh, sorry, Anthony. And Anthony, who was autistic himself, came on and said it, and I'm not being funny. If anyone should know, an autistic person should know. Until you've been on this journey, Lara, don't comment about something that you don't know about. If you don't want to vaccinate your child, that's completely up to you, and I get that. But do not comment on something that you don't know about. You're listening to stories, you're reading things on the internet. Listen, I've read it myself. People, oh yeah, food causes autism. I've seen people saying certain foods cause autism.
Yeah, I've seen that myself, yeah.
But like, I know plenty of children who are autistic, non-verbal autistic at that, who have never had a vaccine in their life. So how did that happen? Do you get me?
Well, I don't know. Obviously, it's genetic.
That's why I've just been saying. So, how would a vaccine cause it if it's genetic? If those children,
I think a vaccine can make it worse. I really do.
It makes it worse now. Well, hang on, Lara. Now, 10 minutes ago, you said it causes autism, and now.
Yeah, I think it does. I think no, yeah, no, and if it doesn't, it makes it worse. I think.
What do you mean? It makes it worse.
Yeah.
Lauren, the problem here is. And I get your frustration here, is no matter what you say to Larry, you're not going to change your mind, are you?
I know. Lara, like, I have to put a point to you like this. You said you have a boy.
Katie, don't answer for me, or whoever it is. Don't answer for me.
But Jeremy, I don't sound like Katie, do I?
So don't answer for me. Okay. I can answer for myself.
Go on.
I'm listening to what this mother is saying. I am a mother. I'm listening to her.
I don't think you are
so
listening to her.
So I am taking her view, okay? Yes, so I am taking her view.
Can I ask you another question? Is it only one child you have, or have you got any daughters?
No, I have no daughters. Unlucky, I could only have one. That's it.
So if you were... So, right, I was offered the HPV vaccine scale and I didn't want it, but I took it in the end because I couldn't imagine having that. Now, the COVID vaccine, I didn't want it, but I got it. Not because I was forced to get it, but because my grandparents are very, very sick and actually my granddad now is currently really ill in hospital.
So you did the you did the responsible thing, yeah.
I got that, so I'm able to go in and see him, because I'd never forgive myself if I went into that house and he caught something off me and I ended up finishing him off.
What? I can't hear you there.
Did you get the COVID vaccine because she didn't want to pass COVID onto her granddad, who was vulnerable?
Yeah. Oh, I totally understand. Like, I mean, each person tries to get a vaccine. The doctors hounded me to get it because of how bad my health is, and I wouldn't get it. And I just stayed at home. So, I mean, she done that because she didn't want her granddad to catch it. I was literally a doctor. Many doctors walked away from me in the hospital because I would not take the vaccine for the COVID. That was my choice. I didn't get it. They said to me, if you don't take it, you're going to die. Look, I didn't. Thank God for my son, not for anything else. But the thing is, it was trying to be pushed on me. And I know my own body. When I take a vaccine, I react to it very bad.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough. And I appreciate that. Thanks very much for talking to us, Lara. You played a message there a few minutes ago from Dara, didn't we, Amanda? Which was, she's basically saying that she's never had a vaccine in her life.
No.
And she's never in hospital.
And she's fine. Yeah.
She's never. Which there are people like that. There are people who are just... Maybe it's just a look at the draw. Like, I have friends, I'm sure you have as well, that are always sick and always in.
Just because you get a vaccine doesn't mean you're never going to get sick. And then just because you don't get a vaccine, it doesn't mean you're going to be sick all the time.
But that's what I was trying to explain to Lara, and it just wasn't... trying to explain to her, if you believe that the vaccine causes autism, how do you explain someone unvaccinated has autism?
I know.
Dara, how are you?
I'm great.
The fittest woman in Ireland.
This is it. You can knock me down.
You can knock you down. So you've never had a vaccine in your life?
Never.
Were your parents? Because obviously you didn't have a choice when, I'm sure at 3 years of age you were probably headstrong, but I don't think you were saying at 3 years of age, I don't want a vaccine. So
no,
were your parents anti-vax?
I wouldn't say like anti-vax. My mother is in the medical industry and she dealt with a lot of vaccine injury patients.
Okay.
And treats still to this day people from all sorts of backgrounds and with lots of medical, I suppose, cases. But she had seen in her career people within 24 hours of getting certain vaccinations becoming extremely ill. And the only thing that changed in the last 24 hours was them taking the vaccine. Now, you can say what you want about that, that doesn't prove it, that could be anything. But she began to see a pattern of people where this was happening with this specific vaccine and loads of them, not just MMR or... You know, there's so many now. And she became focused on that. So that was a huge thing in her practice that she was like, I would not, you know, vaccinate my children.
And you have a child yourself.
Yeah.
And she's what, 6, 7 is she at this age?
Six.
And is she vaccinated against anything?
No, she is not. And she's strong. She's going well. She's, again, all the kids that get the tummy bugs, the vomiting bugs, the sicknesses in her class, she never gets any of that stuff. I truly believe she has a better natural immunity because while I don't disagree with vaccines eradicate diseases, etc., I'm not saying that they cause autism. I'm not making any of those allegations.
Thank God you're not. Thank God, because I couldn't put up with another one of those calls now, in fairness.
But I will say that, you know, we can't take away the fact that our bodies have a natural immunity. And I know people hate that argument. Like,
no,
yeah,
they don't.
So what about the other kids? But it's fucking true. Like, I mean...
But I'm sure your child is sick, and even when your child was a baby teething, did you give your child Calpol, Nurofen, any of that stuff?
We had this conversation before, and you didn't believe that I didn't keep it in the fridge. I'd be very, very slow to give it unless it was a very serious fever. I don't store those things in the house. I don't...
Jesus, I hand out Calpol in my house like they're Smarties, yeah. I have to be honest with you. Jeez,
You love just a quick fix, but I mean,
hang on, Dara. Well, my child is in pain. My youngest is teething at the moment. She was pulling her mouth out on Saturday, so I gave her Calpol. Does that make me? Am I a murderer or something?
No. But I'm just saying that if your child had a very good natural immune response in general, she probably wouldn't have had that toothache or whatever was wrong with her.
No. The immune system doesn't stop you from having pain from a toothache. That's absolute nonsense.
Not even
Superman was immune to a toothache. Nobody is immune to the pain of a toothache.
Okay, whatever about that, but I'm saying in general, the need for me to have paracetamol and medicines at home is not as necessary because my child very rarely will have a fever, will very rarely get a virus, very rarely get a cold where she's Like, yeah, of course, teething and stuff, we've all gone through that. But I'm saying in general, because if you focus on the body's natural ability to heal itself and have a strong immunity, even antibiotics, my mother never let us have antibiotics growing up. I only had one when I was an adult. My daughter still to this day has never had an antibiotic. All these things do dampen your natural immune response. And it is unfortunate if you're in a situation where you have to take it. Sometimes you do. But I'm saying the more you just give the body everything that the doctors throw at you, the less you're giving your body a natural chance to build its own immunity, which is what it's designed to do. Like, that's the whole point. Like, the human bodies are designed to fight off illness. You're taking away that by constantly giving injections every other month when they're grown up.
Okay, well, let me ask you a final question, which is where this came from. You obviously don't agree then that, because if you're to believe the first few callers that were on today's podcast, your daughter would not be allowed into McDonald's, into a creche, go to Disneyland. You obviously believe that's disgraceful to even suggest that.
This is also, even besides my views of the immune system, even if that wasn't a solid argument, my biggest principle is the principle of bodily autonomy, freedom of choice. The minute we take that away from people, we're living in a surveillance state, we're living in a state where we've no privacy rights, we've no rights to make our own decision, and then that very quickly spirals into having absolutely no decision-making powers over your life, which is extremely dangerous.
Thanks very much for talking to us, Dara, on Opinions Matter. Very headstrong, isn't she, on her views?
Yeah.
But I think
nothing wrong with that now.
No, there's nothing wrong, but I think it is just luck that her child has never been sick.
Oh yeah,
it is
just luck, I have to say. No child is completely immune from everything.
No, you can't be, and especially when you're a baby, you don't have an immune system. It takes ages to build up an immune system. But I just find it so hard to believe that if her daughter had a toothache or was really, really sore, that she wouldn't give Calpol.
And you can't explain to your child what's wrong with them. They don't understand.
Yeah.
When they're young, so are you just going to leave them kind of sitting in the pain?
That was the first thing on Saturday. Like, my daughter, she had her fist in her mouth because she had a tooth coming out. And she was like, why would you, like, you're not going to cure that with a leaf. Put a leaf in her mouth or something like
that. You'll be okay in a while.
No, you can't.
You're fine.
You can't do that with kids.
No.
And I know if you look at the bottle of a Calpol, there's loads of side effects. Nobody does that, do they? Nobody looks.
No, nobody looks.
Anyway, thanks very much. That was an eventful episode, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And in fairness to Lara, and I know a lot of you are messaging about Lara, this and that, I will say this about Lara, at least she had the balls to come on.
And you know what? She's completely entitled to her opinion as well.
She is entitled to her opinion.
Yeah, she was very good to come on and
I don't agree with anything she said, to be honest, but that's the great thing about this podcast, isn't it? That you can agree or disagree with someone. And she did have the balls. And like most people who were just keyboard warriors, she had the balls to come on and back up her point.
Yeah,
she knew Anthony as well, didn't she?
She did, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
She did, really riled him up.
And my apologies as well for some of the names Anthony called her. There was no need to call anybody a bitch just because you have a different opinion. Anyway, Amanda, thank you very much. And we'll see you soon on another episode. Yeah, you will be back soon. And thank you for listening to this. I can't even talk. That's because of the vaccine. What has it done to me? Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify and you'll never miss another episode of Opinions Matter. And we will talk to you on the next one real soon. Take care. Look after yourselves. Bye-bye.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.